Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I greet you in the wonderful name above every name, the glorious, majestic, holy name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I've been sharing a message entitled, What to Do When Hope Seems Gone. And I emphasize seems because for a Christian, hope is never gone. Our hope resides in the blessed hope that we have of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, one day He's coming again to restore peace and harmony and love to the face of the earth in His millennial kingdom. But until that time, His kingdom reigns in our hearts, and we have a responsibility to allow righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost to flourish in our hearts, in our soul. And that's what, by the grace of God, we're going to do. Amen? And as I've been looking and sharing with my brothers and sisters this Psalm 143, where David, he's, in fact, the first few days, we've just been looking at what a bad place David is in. We've just only gone four verses in Psalm 143. But today, we're going to start looking we see him turning his attention, longing for the blessings of God like he experienced in days past. And beloved, one of the best things you can do right now, you might be in a terrible place circumstantially or just mentally, emotionally, spiritually even, but I want you to start to remember God's given us a wonderful faculty, and that is memory. It can work against us and does many times if we allow the enemy just to have his way, because we can walk in condemnation, and the scripture says there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who, there's a qualification, walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God, dwelling in our spirits, leading and guiding us into all truth, into the paths of righteousness. Praise God. And so, David was not in a good place, but I want to encourage you. You may not be either. However, start to remember the good times. Remember those wonderful answers to prayer. Remember those mountaintop experiences you've had, and remember His faithfulness. He always brought you out. I mean, I think back to the most difficult times in my life, and there's never a time that God failed me. I might not have liked to have gone what I went through, and it seemed very prolonged, and sometimes I didn't think I had the strength to make it through. But His grace, His mercy was sufficient. That's what the Lord told Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee, when he prayed three times for the thorn in his flesh to be removed, and it didn't happen. Now, there are those who say, well, that was some physical ailment, but as we read the New Covenant, we understand that by the stripes of Jesus, we were already healed. And so I tend to go with an understanding that I received years ago when I was at Bible college, that there are references in the Word of God about thorns and snares, and it refers to the when God used those references in the Old Testament, it referred to the ungodly who surrounded God's people in Canaan land. In other words, the Hittites, the Jebusites, all the Ites that were there, that unless they obeyed God and removed them, they would be thorns and snares and turn them from following God, which is, of course, exactly what happened. But for Paul, it was the Judaizers who made a life mission of following that poor man around, no matter where he went, stirring stirring up trouble, causing difficulties, and basically when he returned to Jerusalem, that was the cause of his capture by the Roman prisoners and ultimately sending him into Rome. So he had thorns, a thorn, not one, multiple thorns, and God did not deliver him. Ultimately, of course, he did, but there was a purpose, and he had a chance to testify to the Jewish people and, of course, to fulfill his calling for the Gentiles. Well, that was just a big bunny trail, but let's go back now to Psalm 143. And David, let me read verses 5 through 6. David says, "I remember the days of old, beloved." That's what you need to do. "I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the works of thy hands." Not only your own life experiences, but the wonderful things God shows depicted and portrayed in the Word of God, the heroes of the Bible. He says in verse 6, David, "I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land." He says in another place, "My soul longeth for thee in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Oh, because, Lord, thy loving kindness is better than life, I will praise thee. I will lift up my hands in thy name." Hallelujah. And right now, I don't care what you're feeling like, praise the Lord for his loving kindness. He will satisfy you early with his mercy. He will give your soul satisfaction and hope and the things that you stand in need of right now. Father, we praise you. We bless your mighty, wonderful name. And I thank you, Lord, that the works of darkness that are arrayed against your people, Lord, in no ways shall any weapon formed against them prosper. But Lord, I proclaim deliverance from Zion. Lord, that every work of the enemy, I take authority over you in Jesus' name. I rebuke your strategies, your works, your oppression, and I release, Father, the deliverance of the Lord. The angel of the Lord encamps around them who fear him to deliver them. And I thank you for that deliverance to the uttermost in the mighty, precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, Lord, we do praise you. And as David, our hope is set in the God who has revealed himself as his people's Savior. Praise God. What a wonderful God we serve. What a powerful, majestic, glorious creator and loving God who is our God. I'd like to share with you some passages I think that will bless you from Psalm 77. I'm going to read verses 11 through 20. And David says in verse 11, "I will remember the works of the Lord." See, he's causing his memory to come back into play. "Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings." The parallel passage, similar thought he just expressed in verse 5. "Thy way, O Lord, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph." And although he's speaking to literal Israel, we are spiritual Israel. "The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee." What? The works of darkness. "They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out thy water. The sky sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad." It reminds me, David said, "He sent and drew me out of many waters." The voice of thunder. I tell you what, God gets angry when the enemy comes against his children. "Thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known." That's how God, you know, totally defeats the enemy. He has ways of delivering his people. And he concludes, verse 20, "Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron." And beloved, even this day, he is your good shepherd. If you're in a difficult place, let him lift you as his beloved lamb upon your shoulders. He leads those that are with young gently. He causes them to lie down in green pastures. He leads them beside still waters. Oh, can you feel the peace of God returning to your soul right now? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I remember thy wonders of old. David takes comfort in recalling God's demonstration of power in behalf of his people. And notice that he doesn't appeal to the labor of his own hands in self-justification, but he is focusing his attention, as should we, on the achievement of God's hands. Look at what Jesus has done for us in the new covenant. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, everything that pertains to your spiritual walk, your spiritual growth in Christ, everything that possibly relates to your material life, this natural life. Everything, the food that you need, the clothing that you need, the physical well-being, the health and the healing that you need, the finances that you need, the instruction that you need. He provides everything. That's how complete the new covenant is. David takes comfort in recalling God's demonstration of power in behalf of his people. Hallelujah. In fact, what do we see? He says, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. And beloved, is your need of God as great? Have you ever been really, really thirsty? Sometimes you hear stories about the desert and you start getting thirsty just because of the heat and the lack of water. So we have to stretch out our empty hands in a gesture of yearning. Why? Because, beloved, we don't have any strength in ourselves. We don't have any ability. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. He expressed an utter need and dependence upon his God, and we do that, Lord. Those of us, Lord, who are going through trials, we just depend on you, Lord. We are fully aware of our own helplessness. And beloved, that's the thing we need to realize, that we can't do it ourselves, but our hope, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And so the next couple days, we're going to look at the petitions that David offered, and we're going to make some application for our lives. I invite you to tune in tomorrow. Praise God. If you miss a broadcast, go to unveilchrist.org, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. The announcer in just a moment is going to share our contact information. And if you have a need, if you just need the support, maybe you can't, you just can't talk about the things that are on your heart with anyone. Your letters are confidential between you, the Lord, and myself. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,